Good morning. It's good to see you here on this beautiful Sunday morning. Welcome to West End United Methodist Church. My name's Brandon Baxter. I'm one of the associate pastors here, and it's my joy to welcome you to worship with us this morning. And we also want to welcome those that are worshiping with us online. It is a joy to have you with us today, wherever you're worshiping from, and I hope it's as nice of a day there as it is here. I want to invite you, first of all, this morning to register your attendance with us. So if you are here worshiping with us in the sanctuary, I invite you to find one of the attendance pads that's in the pews, at the end of the pews, and you may fill out that pad, put your name and any contact information you want to give us, and pass it on down the line so that we know you are here worshiping with us today. If you're worshiping with us online, you may also leave your attendance by following the link that's on the screen or in the chat. I have just a few announcements today. First of all, I want to lift up our graduating high school seniors. We actually celebrated them at the 8:45 service, and they were all seated here up front, and we gave them Bibles to take with them as they approach this next part of their life journey as they graduate and go on to whatever is next for them after high school. So I just want to lift them up and say, keep them in your prayers. Also, next Sunday, we will have another celebration here. It will be Confirmation Sunday, and our confirmation class will be here to join the church. And so all of our confirmands will become our newest members at West End. And so we invite you to come back next week and celebrate those confirmands as they join our church. Also, we are still looking for some talent, some acts, for our next West End Variety Show. It's kind of like a talent show, and we're going to have that on May 21st at 3 o'clock p.m. in the Four Story Theater. If you have some kind of talent or something you'd like to share with us, the Variety Show is always a lot of fun. We haven't been able to have one in person in a couple of years, but it's a great time together. And if you have an act that you would like to add to our show, you may contact John McGuire, and you can contact him at johnomcguire@gmail.com. You can also contact him if you'd like to help out backstage with the show as well. And now, let us live into the vows of our faith as we come to worship our holy God.
the prayers of our hearts and our voices. Let us lift the cup of salvation for all to see. Let us call on God as long as we live. Through Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, we are freed from our captivity to sin and death. With gratitude for God's marvelous love for the world, let us confess our sins, confident that we will receive grace and mercy. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done our will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners, and that proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Glory to God. Amen. As a forgiven and reconciled people, let us exchange signs of reconciliation and love. You can elbow bump or say peace how you'd like to, shake hands, send a text. The peace of Christ be with you.
Let us join together in the prayer for illumination. Lord, open our hearts and minds by the power of your Holy Spirit, that as the scriptures are read and the word proclaimed, we may hear with joy what you say to us today. Amen. A lesson from the New Testament, Acts 1, 12 through 14. Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day journey away. When they had entered the city, they went to the room upstairs where they were staying. Peter and John and James, Andrew, Philip, Thomas, Bartholomew, and James, James, son of Alphaeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas, son of James. All these were constantly devoted themselves to prayer, together with certain women, including Mary, the mother of Jesus, as well as his brothers. The word of God for the people of God.
And now I want to invite any children that are here this morning to come up front and have a children's moment with me. So if anybody's out there that wants to come up and sit with me, you'll have to come around this way, though, because we've got the center closed. So you all coming up too? Good. I need some help up here. Here you go, Penny. You got to come this way, Penny. Come on. There you go. Yeah, come on up, Penny. All right. Hey, how are you this morning? You have a seat right there, anywhere you want. We're going to have a little chat. And if you are joining us online this morning, if you want to move a little bit closer to the screen, you can join us as well. Penny, can you see me from there? I'll try to look at you there. Okay, Pastor Stacy will move. Great. Thank you, Pastor Stacy. Did you hear what was just read up there? We heard a story about some people that were followers of Jesus, and they got together and they prayed together. And they prayed together in an upper room. And they did that because their friend Jesus was gone, and they didn't know what was going to happen next. And so they were praying for God to give them courage and strength and hope. And that is an example of what we want to do each and every day, is we want to pray to God because we want to know that God is with us and loves us very much. So I'm going to need your help today, because one of the things we're doing in the next few weeks is we are going to have, we're going to be talking about some different ways that we, as members of our church, love God, and the ways that we show our love and the ways that we live it out. And there are going to be five of them. And today I want to try to do a five-finger prayer. Can you put your fingers up like that? Okay. Now, can you close your fist like this? Can you close it? Good. So I want you to put your thumb out first. Can you hold your thumb out? Yeah. So this first thumb is going to remind us to pray for people that are close to us, okay? The people that we love the very most. So maybe our parents or grandparents or other people that are just really important to us. We can remember to pray for them every day just by holding out our thumb there. And then can you hold out your pointer? This is kind of hard to do, but can you do it? Yeah, there we go. So if we have our pointer out too, then this is going to be, we're praying for all of the people that point the way for us, all of the people that are our teachers and our friends and our other loved ones that show us how to live. So those are the people we're going to pray for there. And then we'll take our third finger here. Yeah. And our third finger will remind us to pray for all of the leaders in the world, all of the people that help our world move and help things happen in our world. And then you're going to put out your fourth finger there. And we'll remember there to pray for all of those people that might otherwise be forgotten, people that we might not, that a lot of people might not think about very much. Maybe it's people that don't have much. Or maybe it's people that are very sick and they don't have anybody to pray for them. And so we pray for them there. And then let's do this last finger. You know what this fifth finger is to remind us of? To pray for ourselves. Because it's really important, too, that we remember that God loves us and God wants to be there for us as well. So we pray for ourselves. So you think you can do some five-finger prayers for me this week? You think you can do that? Pray for those close to us, those that point the way and take care of us. We can pray for our leaders. We can pray for those that are forgotten. And we can pray for ourselves. All right, good. Let's take our two, let's take 10 fingers now. Let's put them like this, and let's pray. Good and gracious God, we give you thanks that you are here with us. I give you thanks for these young people, and I simply ask that you would help them learn to pray. And Lord, be with them and let them know that you love them. It's in your holy name that we pray. Amen. All right. If you are 3, 4, or 5, you can head that way to go to Children's Church with Pastor Aaron. And if you are not 3, 4, or 5, then you can go back to sit with your parents. Thanks. All right, Penny, you're going to head that way. That's right. Penny's 3. Good. In the last service, one of the kids just held up their finger like that, and I was like, are they doing their age, or is that the fourth finger prayer? I don't know which it is. I didn't know if I was getting it mixed up. But this morning, we are starting a new sermon series that's going to take us across the course of about the next 5 weeks, and it's called Acts of Faith. And what we are doing is we're taking some of the scriptures from the book of Acts and we're putting them into conversation with the membership vows of the United Methodist Church. So if you are a member of West End, or if you are a member of another United Methodist Church, or even if you've just attended this church or another Methodist church for a while, then you've probably said our vows before. Because each time somebody joins our church, they come forward to be presented for membership, and they make some vows to promise to support us, support the church through certain things, and then we as a congregation say those things back to them, and we reaffirm our own membership vows, and we promise to help new members live into those vows as they come alongside the work of the church. That's what will happen next week when we have Confirmation Sunday. And it's a fivefold set of promises we make as Methodists. We say that we will offer up our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness, that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. So today we start with the first one, prayer, which I think is the foundation for the others, and I think it's why they put it first, whoever they is, the body of people that puts the book of discipline together and the book of worship together. So we're going to start with the first one, prayer, and then we're also starting at the beginning of Acts. So chapter 1 of Acts, just 12 verses in. Now, it's important to say up front that trying to talk about prayer during a communion meditation is really hard because there's a lot that can be said about prayer. There are a lot of different ways that people understand prayer, a lot of ways that people understand that God works through and in prayer. And there are even a lot of ways to pray. Throughout Christian history and practice, there have been many people that have come up with many ways, such as the five-finger prayer, to help us figure out ways to roll prayer into our everyday life and our living. So I can't go into all the ways to pray, and I can't go into all of the things that we could talk about prayer. So what I want to do today is I want to focus on what I think is one of the primary purposes and reasons for prayer. And it's the one that the author of the book of Acts lays out for us here. And that is this, that when it's boiled down to its simplest, whether we're talking about prayer in word, written prayer, prayer in action, whatever it is, if it's something that can be called prayer, then the number one thing it's directed toward is opening up space for the presence of God. It's opening up space for us to encounter God in a very real way, in a way that we say, aha, this God is here with us, is guiding us, is giving us some kind of direction, is healing us. And in the language of the book of Acts and of the New Testament, We might go so far as to say what we're really doing is opening ourselves up to the work of the Holy Spirit. When we're talking about the presence of God, we're talking about being gifted with the Holy Spirit that works in the world and in and through us. And that's exactly what happens here in the book of Acts. If you know anything about the book of Acts, then you might know already that the book of Acts is sort of like a sequel or a part two of the Gospel of Luke. The same author who writes Luke and tells about Jesus's birth, life and ministry, death and resurrection in Luke, then goes on in the book of Acts to tell about the fact that Jesus goes back to be with God, and then the whole book is about how the followers, the earliest followers of the Christian way, were trying to make sense of how do we still experience the presence of God now that Jesus is gone? How do we experience this Spirit of God that was alive so vividly in Jesus now that Jesus is gone? And we didn't hear the part that led up to this scripture where Jesus goes back to be with God. But Jesus tells the followers, as he's about to go, he says, you need to go back to Jerusalem, and you need to go to the upper room that you're staying in, and there you need to wait. You need to wait for the arrival of the Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit comes, you will have a comforter and a guide that will give you direction, and you will know what to do next. And so they do what Jesus said. Some of the disciples are gathered there. We've got other followers of Jesus, such as the women that had stayed so close to his side and cared for him in his ministry and even after his death. There are members of Jesus' family there, and they all gather together. And it says that they prayed constantly together. They were in constant prayer. And what were they doing other than taking care of one another? I imagine that they were holding one another's sorrows and griefs, one another's uncertainties and pains, and also their hope about what might be coming next. And as they did that, they prayed together, and what they expected was that if they kept doing this, that the presence of God would indeed show up in a powerful way among them. And by doing that, they really set the pattern of what it is to come together and worship and pray together as a community of faith. They gather around a table again. We don't know that this was the same upper room where they had the last meal with Jesus, although it could have been. And even if it wasn't that particular room, it would have been similar. And so here they are gathered together again, this time without Jesus there physically present, and yet they still expect the Spirit of God to show up. And that's what we still do today as people who come together to pray together and worship the God known in Jesus Christ. We will gather around a table today as we enjoy this holy meal that Jesus told us to partake in remembrance of him. We will gather together in prayer and expect to meet the presence of God here in this place. And that's what we hope happens each time we gather in this place, that we open that space for God to meet us. So what does it look like when God does meet us in presence around the table or in prayer together? Well, you know, truth be told, it looks like a lot of different things for a lot of different people because we're all at different places in our life, in our life journeys. What I can say is that I don't think that when we come together in prayer that what we're doing is trying to make everything turn out just the way we hope it would. Because we know from our own experience, and we know by reading the experience of the disciples and others who followed Jesus, that life is difficult at times. Sure, they receive the Holy Spirit, and they do go out into the world, and they do amazing things. And there's a lot of joy in that. And there's also still pain and suffering. And we even find out that some of those followers even die painful deaths. In much the same way, when we come to prayer together, we bring whatever it is we have, and we ask God to hold it. And we ask God to tend to it. And we ask God to tend to each other as well. And we hope and pray that there will be some kind of healing, some kind of new joy, some kind of new hope. But we don't know exactly what that will look like, and that's okay. But we expect to meet God here. When I try to think about what it looks like to experience the Spirit in that way, a space that's open for God to meet us, I'm reminded of when I was a youth director, and I worked at several different Methodist churches. And one of the retreat weekends that we would have at each of those churches I worked at was called Discovery Weekend. And instead of being a retreat where you go off site, it was a retreat that happened right in the church, right in the place where we were all the time, and yet we transformed it for that weekend. And on Saturday night was one of the most special times of that weekend, because what we would do is we would have a worship service just for the youth in our sanctuary. And all the youth would come in and they would sit up front, and we would invite all of their parents and loved ones to join us for the worship service. And it was a very simple service, a little bit of music, dim lighting. We would have somebody come and give a message, maybe a parent or a leader that cared about these youth. But then the only other thing we would do is we would line up candles along the railing, and they would all come and kneel in front of those candles, and we would light a candle in each of their names, and we would pray for them, each and every one. And once that part was over, we sent everybody else out, and it was just the youth left with their leaders and the candlelight. And I want to tell you, every single time I did this weekend, we were able to open space to feel the presence of God in that moment. And it hit people in different ways. Some youth were overcome with joy of realizing that they were indeed loved just as they were. They were laughing with one another, holding one another, talking, chatting. Wonderful experience. Other people, as they met the presence of God, started to cry and weep in pain or sadness. Maybe because there was something here inside that needed some healing and that God was starting to work on at that moment. And so we would sit and pray with those persons as well. And over time, whatever we were experiencing, people would begin to leave slowly but surely. And after about an hour, everybody would finally be gone. But what would have happened by the end of that evening is that we had affirmed that God was present in each and every one of us, working in and through us, and that the Spirit of God, just as it worked in Jesus, was heading out that door into the world to shine God's light on the world around it. That is what I hope worship is here each and every time we gather. That is what I hope it means for us to come and pray together. Today, we are going to roll a few other elements into our worship service to help us open some space for the Spirit to be at work among us. One of the things we'll do in a little bit is when Pastor Stacy offers the prayers of the people, she's going to invite us to share some joys and concerns with one another. And then later, when we're having communion, one of our dear friends and West End member, Sally Honor, who is a spiritual guide here at our church and leads our Taze service, she's going to be sitting over here in the transept, available during the communion time. And if somebody needs somebody to pray with one-on-one, you may go and pray with Sally, and Sally will hold your prayer in confidence, and she will pray over you and help you experience the presence of God in that moment. And we also have prayer shawls available here from our our Creative Hands knitting team. And these shawls have been prayed over, and they can be signs to you if you need a shawl or if you need to take one to someone that needs to know that God is with them and present with them in their life. And so those are available for you to take later as you come forward for communion as well. But we're going to see if we can open a little space today and see if we can experience the presence of God. And one of my favorite ways to experience the presence of God has always been through song. So I'm going to sing just the opening line of Spirit of the Living God. I'm going to sing it once, and then I'm going to invite you to join me in it a couple of times as we sit and we pray together and we welcome God into this place. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Will you join me? Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Let's sing it one more time. That sounded so nice. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. May it be so.
Of faith to the Spirit of God in our life. Will you rise with me in body or spirit as we affirm our faith together? We are not alone. We live in God's world. We believe in God who has created and is creating, who has come in Jesus, the Word made flesh, to reconcile and make new, who works in us and others by the Spirit. We trust in God. We are called to be the church, to celebrate God's presence, to love and serve others, to seek justice and resist evil, to proclaim Jesus, crucified and risen, our judge and our hope, in life, in death, in life beyond death. God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. Amen. You may be seated. As we come to our prayer time, I invite you to lift up both your silent and spoken prayers. We'll get to that in a minute. If you would like to share them with us, the pastoral team, to pray throughout the week, you can follow the link under Contact Us on our website, or if you are here in the sanctuary with us, there are gray pew cards in the pew rack in front of you. You can fill those out and put them in the offering plates as they go by. So this morning, we're going to try something a little different. The 8:45 service did this really well, so no pressure. The emphasis on this particular membership vow is on prayer and praying specifically for one another. Now, I hope that you are generically praying for the church, for West End, for the United Methodist Church, and for your fellow worshipers, but I want us to think about specificity. And in order to pray specifically for one another, I'm going to invite you in just a minute to turn to a neighbor. It's okay. To turn to a neighbor and share a concern or a joy. I'll gather us back together in 2 minutes. For those of you who are worshiping with us on live stream, I invite you to share a specific prayer request in the chat or text somebody, or if you're worshiping with somebody in your home, turn to the person at your home and share this as well. You have 2 minutes. I've got a timer. And when you hear the words, "The Lord be with you," y'all will respond, "And also with you." And that's how you know your 2 minutes is up, okay? Okay. Share your concerns with one another.
Or your joys.
That's right. The Lord be with you. It is just never enough time, is it? Thank you for doing that. I know some of you are introverted, and that was like the horriblest thing I've ever asked you to do. Thank you for indulging us in that. And for some of you, that was a joy and delight. If you have had a conversation with somebody today, I encourage you to follow up with that, to actually pray for that person throughout the week, for their joy or for their concern. And then come back next week. Talk to them about how that turned out. We would love for this to be a community that's built on prayer as our membership vows state. Let us pray. Dear God, you knew these words that we just spoke. You knew them before we ever said them out loud. May I ask that you be with each of these situations lifted up. We praise you for the joys and celebrations mentioned out loud this morning. We ask for your care and concern for those anxieties and heartaches that were shared. We pray especially this morning for our graduating seniors and all the anticipation in their heart as they take their next steps. God, make known your protection and care with those in Ukraine and those who find themselves in war all over the world. Bring aid to refugees seeking to flee violence, poverty, and war. Help us to know what our part is. Help us to be a balm to all the conflict all over the world, even conflict within our denomination. Help us to love one another more and to desire unity and peace in areas where we cannot agree. Let us love and work towards understanding as we work to build your beloved community here on earth. And all of these things and more, we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. As we prepare to give our tithes and offerings this morning, we recognize that everyone is in a different financial situation. So that we might continue our vital ministries in this community and throughout the world, we invite you to give as you are able and as you feel led. For those of you worshiping with us online, you are welcome to give via the options listed on your screen or in the chat. And for those of you here, the plates are going to be passed. We've done that for the last couple of weeks now. So let us now offer our gifts, our tithes, our offerings, and our hearts to God who loves us unconditionally.
Oh.
The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and a joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, God, creator of heaven and earth. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity, made covenant to be our sovereign God, and spoke to us through the prophets. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. Your Spirit anointed him to preach good news to the poor. You may be seated. To preach good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to announce that the time had come when you would save your people. He healed the sick and fed the hungry, and ate with sinners. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. When the Lord Jesus ascended, he promised to be with us always in the power of your word and Holy Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood.
And by your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Will you join me in the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Amen.
This is the bread of life, broken and shared with each and every one of us. And this is the cup of salvation poured out for you and for all. The table is now set before us. And this table in the United Methodist Church is opened to all who are gathered. Anyone who hopes to experience the grace of God and wants to experience the presence of God in this meal is welcome to do so today at this communion rail. I want to let you know that all of our elements are gluten-free, so if you have gluten sensitivities, that will not be a problem for you. You can take at any station. And the way we will receive is we will invite anybody from the transepts to come first, and then we will invite those in the nave to come down the aisle. But the choir will take before all of us. Also, Pastor Stacy and I will come around with prepackaged elements if anybody needs to be served in their seat. I want to remind you that since we are praying together today, that Sally Honor is over in this transept here, and if you have felt the tug of God on your heart today, saying, I need somebody to pray with me a bit more, Sally's there to sit with you and pray with you as long as you need. And also the prayer shawls are there, so if you or someone you know needs them, feel free to grab one as you come forward for communion. And you may come to that station at any time. And finally, we have a communion offering, which we take each and every month, and the plates are right here in the center of the aisle. And our communion offering this month will go to Habitat for Humanity. We need $15,000 this year to complete our Habitat build, and we build a house every year, and so we hope to start raising that money right now and hope to have it raised really soon. So give of yourself freely as well in that way. The table is now prepared. I invite you to come. And now, if you would, join me in the prayer after receiving. You have given yourself to us, Lord.
Now we give ourselves for others.
Your love has made us a new people.
As a people of love, we will serve you with joy.
Your glory has filled our hearts.
Help us to glorify you in all things.
Amen. Songs of praises I will ever give to thee. May our lives be songs of prayer together that we take out into the world as we share the love of God with all whom we encounter. Thanks be to God. Amen.